I reconvene the meeting, and as Cheryl told you at the beginning of the, at the end of the last part of the meeting, that she will be late, and she asked me to share this part of the meeting. The topic for the session now, it's about the air stack review. And we have the chance to have the two gentlemen who will handle this review. Once again with the help of Patrick, and I will ask as soon as they are able to sit down and they get their tools for the translation to follow if something is said in another language. I think you don't need to do too much, because for the moment there is nobody with other language here who will speak another language yet.
Yes.
No, it's ESSAC, yeah. It's Security Stability Advisory Committee. Sorry. And just to take a seat, please. And I will say a long things, just that from many of the AC, I guess it's the only one, I'm not sure about that, but it's one of the few where we have a liaison, and it's Robert Kerr who is participating to the SSAC today, and I hope he will join us quicker than later, because I think it's important to have his input also on that issue. And you have the people on the team, and I will let them present themselves. We will not go through the room to present ourselves, but if you want to speak, just give me a hand, and then make a few words of presentation of who you are. Okay.
Thank you very much. My name is Jeff Schmidt with JAS Communications. Oh, got it. There we go. Thank you. I'll be coordinating the review from our side of the ESSAC. With me, I have my colleague, Bill Yang. Our contact information is up there, and I would invite you to please reach out to us at any time with questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, anything that that you need us to know. There is a third member of our team that's going to be integrally involved in this process as well, Mr. Dan Distelhurst, and his information is up there as well. But I would encourage you, please, to feel free to reach out to us with your comments about this review and about the ESSAC. Okay.
Do you have any questions, thought about this this review, or do I ask our invited to make some short presentation on what is a, okay? Maybe you can. We were supposed to have read it and even comment on them, but what are the main goal of your review? It's if you can tell us a little bit about that. Thank you.
Sure. So, pursuant to the bylaws, these committees are reviewed periodically for their first to measure their effectiveness against the currently issued and currently understood mandate, and then to review whether that mandate is still appropriate given the evolving needs of the organization and of the environment in general. So our approach will be first to collect as much data as possible about the ESSAC, about their current mandate as seen by the various constituencies, their performance against that mandate, again, as seen by the various constituencies, and then whether that mandate is still appropriate given the evolving needs of ICANN and the community.
Izumi?
I'm a little bit puzzled by looking at the website of the review of the Security and Stability Advisory Committee. Is this really updated one, or there's some work to be done?
I'm sorry, which website are you looking at, please?
The official ICANN's website, talking about the review, can't really find the latest.
I believe the most recent and relevant mechanism would be to review the ICANN terms of reference and the RFP. And I don't know where those are on the website, but I'm sure.
I tried to follow the link from the independent review of the ICANN structures, which showed the review of Security and Stability Advisory Committee. The last update date was June 2007. And the review is expected to be launched in January 2008. Mm-hmm. And there's no, and they said the TOR will be for the public comment, and I can't see that at all. So maybe I'm looking at some wrong website, so point me to the right one. Or if not, there's some problem there. Thank you.
You're looking at the right web page, Izumi. It's just that it's not there. If you go to the announcements and then do a search for SSAC, you will find the link to the terms of reference. But I think you're at the stage where the terms of reference are not agreed. Is that correct? Or where are you in the stage of developing this review?
Sure. So the review officially began November 1st. So we are very early in the process right now. The overall timeline will be between now and the Mexico City meeting, where a draft will be presented. So the general timeline will be between now and roughly the end of the calendar year. We're going to be soliciting as much input and collecting as much data as possible. Between the end of the calendar year and Mexico City, we'll be formulating, developing, and testing hypotheses and preparing for the presentation in Mexico City. So, and again, I appreciate you locating the RFC in the terms of reference, because for all of your reference here, that would be the most relevant and recent ICANN provided data on this review.
Okay, thank you. You want to follow on?
So is there a terms of reference already agreed? I'm not too clear. Between you and ICANN, or it's underway?
That there is one, and in fact, it was a part of the RFP. So the reviewer, by design of the review process, the terms of reference are created prior to issuance of the RFP. And the terms of reference then become a part of the RFP. So we are not involved in developing the terms of reference.
But you have made the agreement with ICANN
yes,
to do the
correct.
Work, right?
Yes, that's
so
correct.
So you got the TOR.
Yes.
You got the contract with money be paid and stuff like that, right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And that information or some part of that is available or not?
Yes, so the RFP that we responded to, which includes the terms of reference, are available on the announcements page.
Okay, as Robert joined us, I would like to ask him to give us some thought about his participation to the SSAC. He's the liaison from the ALAC to the SSAC, if I can say like that. Robert, it's yours.
Sure, thank you. I'm probably going to limit my comments to two things. One is, being the liaison to SSAC, what took place at the SSAC to get to where we are now, and then kind of issues or comments that were raised about how the review would be seen. So I think it was maybe at the last meeting, at the Paris meeting or before, the issue that a review was coming up was mentioned to the ESSAC committee members on the mailing list and a couple of the calls as well. It was a very collaborative discussion saying, here's kind of a generic RFP, what are specific things that we should be looking at, There was a draft made, and the draft kind of went back and forth. And then that was sent in terms of, you know, to the official call. So it was a very constructive, the comments, if I recall, people have been kind of really happy in terms of kind of the process to get that started. In terms of issues that have come up, if I recall well, that SSAC members will be interested in getting out of the review is an outreach component of SSAC, because SSAC's advisories are widely read by the community. They do have, in a way, you could say, some sort of force. They're seen as kind of the expert view. And increasingly, there are aspects of advisories that have kind of an education component. And so there's been some that there's been some collaboration with ALAC or some input. And sometimes they've actually preceded kind of where ALAC is coming from. And so if SSAC were to see kind of an issue emerging, sometimes it's public education that will fix the problem to a certain extent, and that's not their specific mandate. And so Steve Crocker's chair has been, and a lot of committee members have always wanted ESSAC to be very close to its mandate. And whenever something is tangentially broadens the scope, someone says, okay, this is really outside of our mandate, what do we do? And when there's that outreach component, that's not really seen, it's seen something that they would, that needs to be done, but to see how a reviewer would kind of see that, and seeing that the ALAC review is also taking place, you might want to see in regards to, you know, how could that be complemented, if there could be some sort of collaboration, not only with at-large and ALAC, but with other constituencies in regards to kind of an outreach component as well, too. And so it just kind of gets back to the point, the advisories are widely read, and sometimes for them, you know, for the points really to be listened to, there needs to be kind of stuff done. And so that isn't particularly there. In kind of my personal view is, in terms of how the SSAC works, it's kind of individuals on the committee. It's a very... There isn't the amount of messages we see on the at-large, but for me, it's actually the most effective group that I've been working with at ICANN at all. Something needs to be done. They very quickly mobilize. There'll be a draft written. People will respond relatively quickly. The people involved are professionals that are working in the field, so I think it's different than at-large, where we're volunteers and we're not just dedicating our work to what we do with at-large, whereas ESSAC, there are, you know, experts, and that's their area, so they can spend the time that's needed. The issue in regards to participation in some of the meetings is that ESSAC, you know, meets at ICANN's meetings. They have monthly telephone calls. They find a variety of ways of including people, but they also meet outside ICANN meetings. And so there aren't too many liaisons to the ESSAC. I am. And so there are meetings that are held at IETF meetings, and, you know, I'm not at IETF meetings. But people are very good, very approachable. They'll catch up. I had the opportunity to spend about 2.5 hours with Steve Crocker about a couple weeks ago, and they're just going through a transition now, too. And so one of the things you want to take a look at is Steve Crocker's been heading it for a long time, and issues that look into kind of changes in leadership. And that will take place, but it's a very effective meeting. I would highly encourage anyone here, if it doesn't coincide with some of the meetings here, to actually attend some of the ESSAC meetings. They're, you know, quite well done, on track, and I know Bo and I, you know, have been trying to collaborate, so I think there's areas of potential more collaboration with the user community. And that's something that could be enhanced, and so looking at how that could be done, I think, would be useful. So those are kind of my comments for the moment.
Sorry, go ahead, Linda.
Just remember one good experience we have with some advertise some paper they distribute for how to deal with security. And I have the opportunity to make a lot of speeches around in my country, and was very, very interesting. And the feedback they gave to the users and the people from the ISDs, ISPs, and this kind of users in the country was very good. So it's a kind of service they provide that is very interesting to continue to do, in my opinion. Thank you.
Nick, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted to note that Steve Crocker will be here at 11 o'clock on Wednesday during the meeting.
Okay, thank you. And like that, we will be able to ask him how liaison board member will work together in one single person. It could be interesting for ALAC in the future.
Just a quick comment. Because Steve Crocker has been appointed to the board by NOMCOM, internally they have selected who will replace him as the liaison. So,
Izumi. Yeah, I have a naive question, perhaps to Robert. And given that you're the liaison and now the evaluators are here, would you like to suggest us what exactly is the focus of the review that ALAC members or at large should also sort of think or consider, or, you know, because some of them are that technical or administrative that we may not have to at least care that much. So where should we really focus on?
It's difficult to compare both. I think, and I'll be honest, maybe a little bit too brutal, is that ESSAC is very effective in working together. So it's a much smaller group. There are no issues of language that come up. All the discussions are in English, though there are people from all parts of the world, and so that's the common working language. They have a dedicated staff resources, as we do, that they just kind of work in a slightly different way. So they kind of have a fellow, so it helps them with writing and some of the research. I think they're a more effective body in terms of how they get work done. I think it's very different because I think their constituency are experts that are paid already that are on the committee, except for me. And so they have time to work on the stuff. They're all technical experts. When there's been kind of issues because one person may be with a registry or one of the support companies, issues are dealt with very, very quickly. And so, you know, what do we need to worry about? I think it's a very different dealing with technical experts and dealing with users. And so our complexity is far more difficult. I think that, you know, what is it that we would need to see? I think it just would be useful if Steve is here later this week to actually get his view and comments on at-large and user. I would say that sometimes they're also looking out for the interests of internet users as well, and sometimes they make a far better case with technical research to back that up than we do. And so I think that what we can learn from that is that sometimes if we backed up some of our claims with specific cases or incidences, we would be far better off for certain things than the way we do it now.
Robert, if I may, quick clarification. When you say the ESSEC dealt with something, what is that product? Is it a paper, a work product, a meeting, a training? What does that mean to you?
In most cases, it's an advisory. So if a issue comes up, they will quickly kind of either identify whether it's something that needs an advisory, and they'll set a time that it's going to come out, and they'll produce it, you know, by a specific meeting or before. If it's an issue, for example, in regards to the liaison position, you know, I think it was Steve Crocker very quickly identified that having him the liaison and be a board member was an issue, and he put out a statement, and there was basically an election by consensus, And so people, there wasn't necessarily a vote. People just kind of asked around, and then there was a common person's name that came up. You look at the same things in at large, and it'll take us, you know, a factor of several more to do some of that things. You know, some of the meetings are closed just to ESSAC members, and particularly with security stuff. I think stuff like talking to, but yeah, so it just, they respond to things. If an issue comes up, if there's an attack to the DNS, the Kaminsky attack that came out earlier this year, before it was actually in the press, Kaminsky actually briefed the ESSAC. They quickly turned around kind of an internal kind of discussion and advisory, and you had to respond when questions came up, and then were a source of input to people who wanted to know more about it. So that type of response, when kind of issues come up, I think is particularly, if they're particularly effective.
Okay, thank you very much. Patrick?
Well, I have a question to Robert. I went through several of these ESSEC reports, and they're all pretty good and pretty interesting. And I was just wondering, like for example, there is a report on the impact of DNSSEC on broadband routers and firewalls. I mean, it's something, if you want to survey the market, it's quite time-consuming. Are the ESSEC members doing that themselves, or are they contracting this thing outside?
If I recall well, that advisory took a long time to talk about. First, it was identified that IPv6 was a very important thing that a lot of the RRs were talking about, and they recognized that for that to be implemented to the end user, all the devices needed to work. And the one thing that was particularly needed are the broadband routers. And so I think it was a survey by the fellow who basically wrote a lot of the major producers of the different routers, looked at their website. So they didn't contract it out. They had the in-house fellow, I believe, do most of the research.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you have to finish this part of the session? Do you have any question that you would like us as ALAC to answer, if any, now? And if not, you have around the table some people who would be very happy to discuss with you and to answer your question. I think the last two speakers specifically, I am sure that there are others, but you need at least to discuss with to our two last speakers. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We will go to the next item of our agenda. I am a little bit uncomfortable now because it was supposed to be, I was supposed to share this part of the meeting and not the next one, but I am very happy. Nick, can you look at Skype, please, the discussion between you and me? It will help me, thank you very much. I know that you have things to see and not to see, but next part was supposed to start at 45 minutes earlier. It was titled Analysis and Integration Planning of Key Recommendation of the ALAC Review. I don't know who may introduce this topic. Really, Cheryl was supposed to do it, and okay. What I suggest to do before that she join us back, it's to suggest that session after that, it's a breakout session. Then we need to organize in three groups. Maybe what we can do now is to organize those three groups, decide who will be in which group to go straight on when we will have the introduction and the discussion as soon as Cheryl arrives. Then the three topics are policy advice development process, where can we fast track, participation and accountability of ALAC members and liaison, working group, outreach activities, and grassroots input. Yeah, first of all, I wanted to be sure that there is no question. And if not, Robert.
Let me suggest that the first one be 1, 2, and 3. We just go around and ask what number people wish to be in. And
yeah, but first, before to do that, I wanted to be sure that everybody understood what it's inside and what they want, in which one they want to participate. I don't want to push everybody to understand as a spot all those words and why to go to in one group or in another one. But yes, we will do that. Izumi?
Maybe I'm late to catch up again, but by discussing these three top broad topics, what was the assumed outcome after that? Is there any agreed direction to take on these to some form, or we just discuss by three groups?
I am not sure that we just discuss, because, for example, there are some documents who start to be published, and then we will have to integrate that to our rule of procedures for some, on how we handle the accountability for the ALAC members. Then the goal is to have a working group, and then at the end we will have a report back of each group and to see how it could fit together. We know that it's closed topics and it could have some overlap, but the idea was really to allow all the participants to say and to participate and to say something on those topics. Now you will have to choose one of the three. Yeah, Robert.
Let me just maybe state. I share some of Izumi's concern as well. I mean, I think it's good, and these three issues or the three topics are ones that we should be talking about. I know there's different things that have been mentioned during the course of this day and some of the calls. But we have the session, then what we do after we've discussed for an hour and a half. I think that's my concern as well. I mean, is it the creation of working groups that will stay after this meeting to work on that topic? Is there, I mean, if we produce a summary after the working group and we present it to the group, what do we do with it? I think it's important to know that before we start.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I think we can spend hours in procedures on how to do what and if it's done after, but we need to work together, and the face-to-face meeting is important. And then if we decide as a group that this work will be handled in this direction, after that it could be better to do it here than to decide that before the work. Nick, please.
I may be able to shed some light on this. Firstly, there are three language versions of documents of the first two items that were produced as discussion drafts. The third, we will shortly put links, the links are above, but we will shortly put the links to these texts next to those items. With regret, the copiers are overwhelmed and we haven't been able to produce paper versions, but in any case, they're there in Word. The third item, there is a web page with the list of current policy working groups and their members, which we will put next to the third item. With respect to the first two, I know Cheryl wishes to see finalized versions of those two documents by the end of this meeting, but there are also two subsequent sessions of the ALAC to finalize each one. So I know that she did not have in mind that you would finish all of the work on those two in an hour and a half, but hoped that things would be moved along considerably, and then at the later meetings it could be finished.
Thank you, Nick. Alan?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's not an hour and a half, it's 3 hours, because there's a second session starting at 4 o'clock. The one in the middle on participation and accountability, there's an ALAC session scheduled later this week to have some rather in-depth discussion, I would think, and the other topics are in fact closely related to it. The bottom line is, if ALAC is going to start delivering goods and being effective, we have to address all these issues. We have to come to closure on them really soon. And this is an opportunity for people to give some input into this process. If people can't come up with ideas, then we have a big problem. If we have ideas, then we should be trying to put them together and make some sense out of them and end up with processes that work. I think that's what it comes down to. This is the chance. This is our opportunity face-to-face to discuss these issues.
Thank you, Alan. Before I will give back the chair of the meeting to Cheryl, I would like to go to the end of what we were trying to do. Then the three breaking out session, let's do like it was suggested by Robert. The first line, policy advice and so on, it's the number one. Participation and accountability, it's number two. And the working group outreach and so on, it's number three. I would like to ask the participant, the one who would like to be in the first working group or breakout session, please raise your hand now. Policy advice development process, where can we fast track? Rhonda? Anybody else? Patrick? Okay, we may be do twice this work. Participation and accountability, and the number two, who wants to join that? I will not say. Okay, you see those people, and that's it. This group, it's closed. Working group, outreach activity, and grassroots input. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I guess this. Anybody else?
Take a list of names, though.
Then the people who didn't answer will be in the first group. Thank you very much. Sharon, it's yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Sebastian. I am making a few guesstimates and assuming that you have yet to have had a finalisation on the analysis.
No, we didn't.
Sorry, I missed. I need to give you please. Back in thank you. In giving. We just finished almost SSAC reviewer presentation and discussion, I was a little bit in difficulty to handle the next session, then I decide to advance the work for the breaking session that we can go straight on after this session, and hopefully you are back and you will help us, thank you very much, to handle this session analysis and integration planning of key recommendation of the ALAC review. Thank you, Cheryl, and sorry for not transmitting well the share.
Ah, it's all right. Being flexible is part of being part of the executive committee, I can assure you. It's a good tag team. Thank you so much, Sebastian. What I'd like to do is keep an eye, as you well know, on the end game, which is finishing when we're meant to today, as well as having a profitable and productive meeting. So I would like to propose to you that we have some perhaps 10 or 15 minutes of discussion. Nowhere near enough, I will admit, right now, but that the outcome of our 10 or 15 minutes of discussion on the ALAC review will include a working group that is then going to get on with the business of drafting a response. So if we can spend 10 to 15 minutes now to do that and set some deadlines in that process, I think then we can afford at, shall we say, 2:30, to move into the breakout sessions as Sebastian has organised. We will, however, then be having our tea break when our tea break is scheduled. Okay? So it is going to compress that second session. Do I have agreement on that proposal?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Okay. We did have, I believe, a quite useful interchange of information this morning with our review working group. However, there are 22 recommendations that are going to require a thoughtful analysis and then a consensus response. Let's be practical. Between now and the 13th of December, we are not going to get every one of 110 ALSs giving us feedback. If we do, I have no problem with that. But what we have around this table are the regional at-large executive teams and the at-large advisory committee. And perhaps to preempt what we may be doing later in our meetings, there are times when we simply have to decide how we come up with a response and who is going to be making the drafts. Providing, of course, that we can say that it is the executives of the five regions and the at-large advisory committee that are making these comments, then it is also clearly understood that we have not interchanged ideas with every one of our 110 ALSs. However, any smart region, Kia Tirana, of course you are listening to this instead of doing your email, would be reaching out to the 16 or so ALSs, 24 ALSs that they have, and getting as many of those who are already active to give feedback on it so that they can bring more than just three people's views. We highlighted this morning a couple of key points that I think start to go together. 10 and 11, Robert, which you raised, for example. We could possibly even subset these to say we need to deal with these as a cluster or these individually. What I'd like to do now is open the floor to see exactly how you wish to proceed with an endpoint of a working group to operate through this meeting to do some early drafting so that we can leave Cairo with a draft document to go back to our regions and our ALSs and say, here is our response to these 22 recommendations. What do you think? Yes, Adam, go ahead.
Can I suggest that today we do not discuss board seats, as was the... Otherwise, that's all we will discuss?
Not surprisingly, I'm very happy to think that we've done a fair amount on that, but I will ask the opinion of the group. I see Alan, then I see Robert.
Well, in response to the last comment, I don't think we're having a discussion here in this group at all about the substance. I thought that what we're trying to do is come up with a process by which we can deliver something in a reasonable time and be able to defend that it was, in fact, a consensus of the various at-large groups or certainly of the ALAC. To date, we've had a hard time just getting consensus of the 15 people in the committee, never mind the people that back them up. So I'm not going to propose something different from Cheryl. I don't know exactly what will come out of in 7 minutes from now, whenever the deadline is, but I think coming out of this meeting, it would be nice to have a draft. At the very least, we need at least a five-person working group, one from each region, who will commit to having a draft in 2 weeks or something like that, or in a week, whatever it is, that we then have an opportunity to pass by the other committee members, the RALOs, and to the extent the RALOs want to and can consult with their ALSs, then they should.
Robert?
I'm going to echo some of the comments, but a slightly different way. I think that what I found was useful with the interaction with the Board Governance Committee is that they were actually asking us for guidance and suggestions on some very specific points that they either have not built into the proposal yet, or would like our comment so they could incorporate it. In regards to the board seats, I don't think there was a question from them whether that should be in or not. The question that they asked is, what about mechanisms? And how would we select that? And I think that's a criteria that if we you know, so I think for some of the other points, they ask those type of questions as well. So I think, you know, there should be a, you know, the group that we set up, a working group that works on this, that might want to go through each of the questions and identify where there are specific points that the Board Governance Committee raised that they want specific clearance on, or clearance comments on. Are there specific points that we would like to contribute? So the issue of point 10 and 11, if we you know, if we want to try to work in language. For point 10 and 11, I mean, my suggestion would be, if we know of others that are trying to represent users in one way or another, we may want to consult them and try to get that feedback into our session. So if we've if that's been identified as also having come up in the GNSO meeting yesterday, we should be briefed on what that comment was. But I, you know, I'm specific thinking. I mean, my two issues I think for this is we need a group, hopefully for more than one region. The issue of mechanism and strategic planning, for me, are kind of key ones that we should put in there. And it's a short timeline. And so, you know, what I would really probably suggest is that if there's a group that's interested in working in this, that they try to meet informally outside of the sessions, maybe for breakfast or something like that, and just start some of the process and maybe update us later in the week as to what progress they've been able to do.
Alan?
I'm going to disagree with one of the things Robert said of... I think anything's on the table for us to comment on. If they've asked questions, we should certainly try to answer them. On the other hand, if we think one of their recommendations is dead wrong, then we should say so. And whether that's about board seats or strategic planning or whether we use wikis or not, you know, if we think that they got it wrong, then this is our opportunity to tell them, because otherwise it's going to show up in the final report.
We have a speaking order, but we are running open meetings here, and I will take any opportunity for a guest, an interested person in the at-large world to speak. So if there's Shombe, if you'd like to take the floor.
Je ne parle pas bien.
I don't speak English very well. I'm going to tell you about my problem in French. I come from the Congo Kinshasa. I'm ALS. So I'm a member of ICANN. I have a major preoccupation, and I thought that here in Cairo we were going to meet all the ALS so and discuss certain aspects of our problems. There are many changes, but these changes cannot be discussed between ALS because we don't know each other well enough. This is an aspect of the matter which really preoccupies us. Another aspect is that every time we meet in the committee, the ALA committee, that's fine. And again, ALA is important. But the third point, the one, the working group you're referring to and the outreach activities and grassroots gives us a very important aspect because we're always exerting an effort to put it at the national level in our countries. What would be important is, first of all, to exchange information and data between the ILS to know what is happening in each country so that we can have a viable document so which we will submit to the committee. This is an aspect which has been preoccupying us a lot. So the question are, what are the measures that have been taken by the committee to allow ALS to exchange between themselves and regularly viable data to be presented to the committee? Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a speaking order. In response to that, of course, two things there. It is unfortunate in many ways that the at-large summit did not occur as planned in Paris, and that we have a mismatch perhaps in timing, but we work with what we have. That said, part of what we are doing in later meetings here is looking at exactly that dynamic of how we can best facilitate networking not only between ourselves as an ALAC, but between the regions, and of course bringing the regional at large organisational secretariats together is a very important part of that, and one which I will mourn any reduction of quite seriously. But there's that next layer, which is networking within the region. And I think specifically in our responses on this matter to 10 and 11, points 10 and 11, that's an ideal comment to drive back home. So thank you very much. I see Azumi, I see Carlton, and I do have Alan. Did you want to come back in earlier? Okay, Alan, Carlton, Azumi.
ALAC certainly has a place to play in the role of interchange, but I think the first player there is the RALO. That's the organization that is coordinating the countries within a region, often with more of a common language base and common environmental situations. So if the RALO is not actively trying to encourage communication between ALSs within a region, there's nothing that we're going to be able to do at the ALAC level. I think first level, it's a RALO responsibility, and either the RALO has to do that properly or they're not doing their job.
Carlton.
Just two comments. The first comment is, I truly believe that if there's anything in this report that
Carlton, excuse me. Translation is not working.
Okay. Is it back? Yes. Yes, I was saying that if we believe that there is anything in this report that we disagree with, I think it is right and proper for us to say we disagree and say it clearly. That's the first thing. With respect to the RALOs and the responsibility for RALOs and the ALSs, I quite agree. In the region, it is the RALO which consists of ALSs. I mean, sometimes I hear it mentioned here as if the RALO is a separate organization. The RALO exists because they are constituted with ALSs, not the other way around. and so, Alan, I agree. It is the RALO which is constituted by ALSs that is responsible for the regional integration, and we have various mechanisms to do that. In terms of going forward here, might I just suggest there are certain themes, there are certain themes that you see coming out in the report. And I think it would be useful for us to not just say we disagree with this, but look at the themes, pull out the themes, and respond thematically. I believe that would be helpful.
Izumi.
Yeah, I'd like to echo or agree with what Alan suggested and Robert that we should do as much as possible in this week and taking the opportunity and hopefully using both face-to-face as well as wiki or mailing list interaction with working group more than once. Maybe also divide into sort of three areas, for example, of the report to have a little bit more effective participation from all. And I can do part of the work so long as I'm on the ALAC.
Any other comments at this stage? In which case we need to move to the formation of a regionally diverse and representative working group that is going to function for having let me try and get my English at least vaguely in terms of a sentence. Try again. That the function of the working group will be to work together during the Cairo meeting out of session, to present to us an early draft by close of our third session meeting, and to in 2 weeks' time have a draft response for the wider community, however each RALO wishes to do that, and the at-large advisory committee to review. Obviously, there's going to be themes, and I do believe that a themic response is a very healthy thing, but we must go far further than saying yes or no or what about this. It needs to be an in-depth analysis, and if you put your hand up for this committee, you will be making a commitment, but an enormously important contribution.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, the single most important piece of work we have ever had to deal with. This is how we will or will not survive. So take this very, very seriously. This is not pushing individual agendas. This is what is best for all. That said, and picking up on the point that was made, I think, particularly by Alan, I wonder if we should not ensure that we have a RALO lead from each region involved in this committee at the very least. So if we're talking about the RALOs being constituted, being made up of the ALSs, I would like to not see this be just an ALAC subcommittee. I think we need five people and from the RALOs and one or two ALAC people in it. Go ahead, Robert.
I'll just maybe use a different terminology. People from at-large should be involved, whether they're ALAC, ALSs, or RALOs, but anyone from at-large that's interested, I think it would be good to get them involved.
Can I ask exactly when are they going to get involved if this work is being done during Cairo? Ah, thank you. It's just when you talk of at large, it usually involves a much wider list, and certainly at large is not widely represented here. Yep. Go ahead, Alan.
I'm not sure if I'm supporting Robert or against it. I would like to see the lead person from each region be either an ALAC member or one of the RALO executive or whatever the expression is. I would not support saying it must be a RALO person. We've got three ALAC members and one, two, three, four executive people from each RALO. I don't mind which it is. If it's the NOMCOM elected person, they're obviously going to have to work closely with the RALO people. It's, you know, we're not talking about a different solitude with a wall between them, but whoever's better positioned to put the time into it and to express things well, I'm not going to reject that person because they don't happen to have the RALO stamp on their forehead. As the NOMCOM person from North America who doesn't intend to volunteer for this, I can say this with impunity.
Go ahead, Robert.
I'll just switch back and maybe getting to something more constructive. The idea that Izumi put together or suggested that the document be sectioned into particular things and different groups work on different sections, I think is a good one. Given the times I've spoken on this topic, I'm more than happy to participate in this and would suggest that I meet my fellow colleagues who might want to be interested in this at 8 o'clock tomorrow for breakfast.
How the working group cuts up its work is of little need for discussion here. It's the working group's business to do what they do. I'm interested in the outcome, and that's a draft by the close of our meeting on Wednesday. I hear there that we have a North American regional representative putting their hand up. You're going to be busy enough. I saw Carlton.
Yeah.
He was quicker, you two fight it out. Okay, so we have Vanda. Okay, good. We have Carlton. Okay. Latin America is sorted. Then we need to look at Asia Pacific. Izumi, thank you. Afrolo? Sorry. Oh, excellent.
Just by close of business today, we have the name.
Okay, I only had to weed out Uralo when we were finished, but yes. If you'd come back with a list. Okay, if you come back with a list after the afternoon break, that will be excellent. All right. Any other? Close of our meeting on Wednesday. Now, early draft then, because there's no guarantee. We will not be gathering again necessarily as a whole after that. Clustering in the back rooms, at the back of the room in the public forum, yeah, but not as a meeting. Okay, any further points wishing to be made on this matter? If not, I look forward to seeing the list of the working group, and obviously we will give them whatever support is required, any printing, etc., that needs to be done. I gather it would be Marie Helen or yourself. Who do we give them to work with? Matthias or? Any of you can work with any of the staff you like. They're at your beck and call. Okay.
There were copies of the interim report given out from
DNSO. Microphone, please. Microphone, can you repeat to the microphone?
There were paper copies of the interim report given out at the GNSO. There may well be a pile somewhere that we can just make sure every working group person has a piece of paper.
Adam, do you want me to type back what we have just done, or is this a sigh?
It's a sigh. We've just spent 40 minutes deciding something that I don't particularly understand rather than just doing it. What on earth are we doing?
Welcome to the ALAC.
No, that's not the right answer, Madam Chair. That's not the right answer. What are we doing? We spent 40 minutes discussing something round and round in circles where we're going to have a study group on something when we'll do it at some other time. Why are we sitting in this room?
I really don't believe I'm in a position to answer that because my biases will become obvious. Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah. We have in front of us during this week to handle a lot of topics, and for that we need to have a first exchange between this group and then to have a working group on this matter and the other matter also we will have to deal with, and that's the way we need to work collectively, because we can also decide that we need to pick up one in each region to do the work about the ALAC review, for example, and we ask each region to give a name. But we also need to have exchange, because these groups need to live together, and even if it's painful, it's necessary.
Moving on now, Sebastian, as you had organised the breakout groups, I'm assuming you're going to geographically around the room sort of cluster into three groups. If you'd like to take back over and randomly allocate space.
What I suggest that group number three in that direction, you want the name of the group?
Yes, please.
Okay. That's a working group's outreach. Sorry. No, it's the other. working group outreach activity and grassroots inputs on the right hand corner, on the table, round table. The participation and accountability of ALAC member and liaison. That's the second group on the left corner. And the first group policy, advice development process, where can we fast track, we'll organize here around this end of the table. We will put chair in the other side of the table. Thank you very much. And how long time we have to handle this, just to give us an end for this process?
We need to finish at the start time of 3:30, where the afternoon break is scheduled. That can, of course, you can go 5 or 10 minutes in, but it is your afternoon break that you're going into. And I will just let the translation service know that their services will not be required again until 4 o'clock, when we return from our afternoon break.